Live from WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Janae Pierre. In Alabama news, there's a long list of Republicans who want to be Alabama's next U.S. Senator. Congressman Bradley Byrne, former Auburn coach Tommy Tuberville, former Chief Justice Roy Moore, Secretary of State John Merrill, State Representative Arnold Mooney, and businessman Stanley Adair. Now, add former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions to the list. Sessions is expected to announce his candidacy today. His bid is a major shift for this crowded Republican primary. WBHM's Andrew Yeager reports.
Sessions steps onto the field with some major advantages. Statewide name recognition, $2.5 million in leftover campaign funds, the connections to raise more, a political record that appeals to conservatives. But Samford University political science professor Fred Shepard says there's a potential big weakness.
His problematic relationship with none other than the President of the United States will be a big factor in all this.
President Donald Trump has publicly berated Sessions for accusing himself from the Russia investigation, even saying picking Sessions as Attorney General was his biggest mistake. Trump is popular in Alabama, and while Sessions has said he still supports the president, UAB political scientist Angela Lewis says dealing with the Trump issue will be critical.
In order for him to have a good shot at winning the nomination in the state of Alabama, he has to make peace with the Republican Party and the president. Now, whether or not that's possible, I don't know.
Even with the political bruising, there's plenty of love for Jeff Sessions in Alabama. Austin Brower spent Thursday morning working at a Homewood Park.
I'm a Republican, so I mean, Jeff Sessions has done a lot for the state and everybody, so I'm a big fan of Jeff Sessions.
The winner of the Republican primary would take on incumbent Democratic Senator Doug Jones. Political observers say Jones faces a steep climb in winning re-election. Jacksonville State University political scientist Lori Owens says Sessions entering the race isn't necessarily good for Jones, but it could muddy the Republican field.
So I imagine they are nervous about how this might split the vote in the primary and in the runoff. And does that open the door for Doug Jones to win a full term?
Republican primary voters will have their say on March 3rd. Andrew Yeager, WBHM.